Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
So Ray's got the day off. It's just me and Matt, and we're about to go inside the 49ers locker room for a conversation with Deebo Samuel, presented by Harris Ranch beef, legendary quality, and as if this man hasn't already showed us that he runs some of the best timing routes in the NFL. Here he is, right on time, fresh out of practice. Thank you very much, Deebo, for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing very, very well. Thank you for asking. I tell you, it has been fantastic watching you play the first couple weeks here. It is obvious that you and Jimmy are locked in right now. These first 2 weeks have you atop the NFL's most productive receiver lists. Can you tell us why it's clicking so early for you this year?
I mean, I wish I could tell you. We just go out there and, you know what I'm saying, and just as a receiver, you go out there and make plays. As a quarterback, you go out there and make the right throws. And I mean, we're just going out there clicking. It'll be the same if it wasn't me, you know. Just clicking right now.
I've always wanted to ask you just about the style of runner you are with the football in your hands. It's one of my favorite things to watch in the NFL. Obviously, we had the whole Yak Bros thing last year, but for you, is that just the first time you put on Pop Warner pads, you were blasting through guys, or is that a style you've developed over time? And is there anyone you looked at as sort of, that's the way I want to move when the football's in my hands?
It's kind of crazy because growing up, until I got to college, I was a running back, being honest. And growing up, my father was one of my little league coaches, and he always instilled in me, whenever I get the ball, don't allow one person to bring you down. So that's kind of been my mindset ever since I started playing ball.
That's pretty good when you can just say, well, my dad doesn't allow me to be tackled by just one person, so it's going to take more than one person. It's amazing, though. You really do. You run like a wide receiver in a route, and the ball hits your hands, and all of a sudden you turn into a running back. What a weapon the 49ers have in you. I'll tell you, it was a bottled-up day for the 49ers offense until Jimmy throws you that pass in Philadelphia, which was one of the best plays of the season. It gave life to a scoring drive that eventually became a win in Philadelphia. Was that a read and a timing route where you know that ball is coming to you before you even snap it, or is Jimmy reading and reacting to what he sees? Because that thing was threaded to you as if it was only intended for you.
You know what's crazy? Not too many people know this, but I actually lined up wrong. I was supposed to be on the right side, and I ended up on the left, and we didn't have enough time on the clock for me to get back on the other side of the field, so we just went with the flow, and it just happened.
Wow! So sometimes a little luck along the way is not a bad thing.
Correct.
So I'm fascinated by that. When you line up on the wrong side, how do you change what you're doing? I mean, is that just you and Jimmy being on the same page?
It's the same kind of route, but the outside receiver, if you go back and look at the play, was kind of communicating before the ball snapped. And Trent, being a pro that he is, he knew I lined up wrong, so he had to change his route. And he knew what the concept was, so we just made it happen.
Wow. Unbelievable on the fly. Well, that's a good piece of information. So, Debo, do you get – how does that get graded the next day? Is that a minus play for you, even though it was the best play of the game?
It would have been a minus if it wasn't a plus, you know.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Boy, that, by the way, that needs to be on a T-shirt. That is fantastic. It's a minus if it weren't a plus, and it was certainly a plus. It was a plus afternoon for a day that felt like it started with a struggle. What was it like for the very first time since Kyle Shanahan has been a head coach to go a first quarter without a first down? Did you guys feel out of sync early in the day and then get it back together?
I felt like we just had to get settled in. That crowd was pretty into the game. You know, we haven't heard a crowd in God knows how long. So we just had to get settled in, and everybody just had that. Because we went to the sideline, I was like, hey, all it's going to take is one play, and this whole game is going to turn around. And so when that play happened, you can tell everything else started clicking, and we got moving a little bit.
Speaking of the crowd, this is obviously going to be your first time in front of a big home crowd in quite a while. How much do you guys talk about that in the locker room? Is that something everyone's excited about?
We kind of been talking about that ever since we left Philly. We was like, man, we love our fans out here. Like they're like they know the game. It's not just people out here, just, you know what I'm saying, just cheering, but they actually know what's going on. So, and then they haven't been out here to really cheer the way they wanted to due to COVID. So I feel like they're gonna be pretty hyped as we is.
No, there's no doubt. It is going to be a big, big crowd, a big night, primetime game, Sunday night football. The entire nation's eyes are going to be on you. And here come the Green Bay Packers, who just beat the Detroit Lions like you guys did in week one. Do you even watch tape of the Lions game at all to go back and try to figure out what the Packers were doing? Or is this straight up, we're studying Aaron Rodgers, period, end of story, he's the problem?
I mean, as an offensive guy, I don't think you would want to study Aaron Rodgers. You know, we're not playing against him. We're playing against their defense.
Right. No, obviously not just for you, but the overall team. As you look at that defense, what do you see? How do you plan on attacking it? Will you be lining up on the correct side just for a change?
Definitely be lining up on the correct side. We believe in Kyle just as well as he believes in us, and whatever the game plan is that he has to attack in this, we're going to obey by.
So you mentioned being a running back all the way up to college. I don't know if you've noticed, but your team has been mowing down running backs. Has there been any discussion about you taking some snaps back there?
No comment on that.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Well, let's not give away
information.
Let's not give away the game plan. We couldn't help but notice that you did line up. There was a play that didn't exactly pop in Philadelphia, but it looked like getting you the ball out of the backfield was part of the plan.
I don't recall. I'm kind of lost right now.
All right. So since clearly there's an emphasis not to share too much information, I want to ask you about your head coach. We have talked in the media probably too much over the last few weeks about the idea of Kyle getting down on guys. And obviously he's known as being a player's coach, a guy who relates well to his team, but I'm just curious, in your few years here, have you ever gotten on his bad side and what that is like?
I wouldn't say bad side, but as a rookie, though, I was kind of terrified of Kyle. You know, as a rookie trying to learn this offense, and he expects you to be, you know what I'm saying, top tier, and you're not actually there, and it was kind of getting frustrating. But me and Calvin had our days and games where, like, we kind of bump heads a little bit, and it's just coaching, really. So I take coaching very well, and we never had, you know what I'm saying, altercation or anything along those lines. He just wants what's best for every player that he has.
49ers wide receiver Debo Samuel joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So I know you're here to talk about yourself and your season and whatnot, and you probably don't want to talk too much about teammates, especially Brandon Ayuk, who is, let's just be honest, it's been an odd start to the season, at least when you look at him in the box score. Only one catch for a guy who was incredibly involved last year. So what does Kyle ask of his wide receivers, and are you doing something that maybe Brandon Ayuk at this time is not doing?
No, not really. Like Kyle stated in the media, he had an injury here and there, and I think they didn't want to kind of like throw him out there in the water due to not practicing so much. But As you can see, he played a pretty good bit last week and just getting back into floor games. One thing about Kyle, he's our head coach, and he also the hardest on the wideout. So, you know, we got to go 10 times harder than most groups out here, and he's harping on the little things that we do, so we just have to be more detailed and just more locked in as a group.
When it comes to the little things for wide receivers, we're always looking at, does this guy actually want to block? And you strike me as a guy who actually maybe even enjoys that part of the game. Is that something you embrace as being a big part of your role?
Correct. That's what we emphasize here, period. Whether being a running back or a wide out, a tight end, I mean, we're you know what I'm saying, if we can run the ball, then we open up the whole offense. So that's kind of been our mindset in the receiver room, that we're going to go out there and take care of the backs just as well as they take care of us in the passing game.
I'm not asking you to compare Jimmy Garoppolo as a starting quarterback to what Trey Lance might be someday, but just as a guy who's caught passes from both, is it a similar style? Is it similar arm strength? Does it matter really at all who's throwing you the ball as long as it's in the breadbasket?
Pretty much, it does not matter.
That is a very good, well-coached question.
Definitive answer.
Yeah, that feels like you've been working on that one.
Nah.
How much do you think about, like, when you're looking at the Packers, for instance, are there different things you're going to do on your own to attack specific defenders, or is that something that's all, it comes down to the scheme, it comes down to whatever play is called, we do the same thing every time, or do you change your approach specifically based on the guys you're going against?
I really don't change my approach of my opponent. I'm really more of a instinctive player, so I go off like instincts. I never go to the line of scrimmage with a plan. I just, you know what I'm saying, I just go off instincts.
How much of a nut job is George Kittle?
Man, I love that guy, man. I'm pretty sure everybody else do. As you can see, like, you think I love blocking. You go turn on the tape and watch him. Even when he ain't getting the ball, he's just a guy you'll love to be around, a great football player.
It doesn't feel like there's ever been many tight ends who can roll out of bed, catch 80 balls, and go for 1,000 yards who would almost rather be a blocking tight end. But that's George Kittle.
Correct.
Just killing dudes.
When you're on the sidelines watching this defense, a guy that's really impressed us is Fred Warner. And I think you guys might even have been in the same draft class. But watching him improve to the point where he's arguably as good an inside linebacker as we have in the league, what has impressed you the most about his play?
I mean, honestly, kind of like since I stepped foot here, Fred has been a very vocal leader and just all around pro, doing everything right, making sure his body right, watching film. Not only is he helping guys on defense, he's also come to the offense and kind of like talk to the guys. You can see like he have a lot of respect on his team, and you know, he's just a great overall good football player.
When did you realize that Diamador Lenore was a lot better than where he was drafted in this draft?
I would say OTAs. I seen that. What's so crazy is it was a guy he played high school football with named Keyshawn Nixon, and I played with him at South Carolina, and they was real good boys. And I told him when he got here, I said, you kind of remind me of this guy. And he was like, man, that's my boy, this, that, and the third. Like, they got the same body type, strength, and like during OTAs, I knew he was going to be a good player.
You grew up in a small town in South Carolina, went to, obviously, University of South Carolina. How different was it coming out to the Bay Area? And now that you're sort of adjusted and settled in here, what are the things you like the most about it?
The Bay is very chilled. It's not too wild. It's not too much to do, which is a great thing. It's really good overall, like good scenery, like good food, like good places to go out there and hang out. And one thing that, like, coming from South Carolina, the first thing I noticed when I first went grocery shopping, you had to pay 10 cents for a bag, and that kind of threw me for a loop. I was like, what is going on here?
Oh, yeah, we'll charge you for everything. Everything. Now, have you started to BYOB? Do you bring your own bag?
Nah, I don't.
No, you can afford the dime? You got the dime?
I can afford the dime.
That's good. That's very, very good. So when you are sitting around in your free time How do you spend it? Are you a video game guy, a movie guy? Do you just take naps? Are you a let's get together with the boys guy? How do you spend your free time?
Me and the boys get together here and there, but I'm really a video type of guy. After watching film and stuff, after leaving the stadium, I get on a video game for a little bit.
Nice. What's your preferred game?
2K.
It's good stuff. Who do you play with?
I play with myself. I play at the park.
Oh, so you don't? This is not a. You got a team that you go and you're playing a franchise mode.
No, sir. It's me and my guys against whoever stepping foot on the court.
What's your handle? Is it 19 problems there too?
Nah, it can't guard 19.
Can't guard 19.
Same difference. Goes down to the same thing.
Absolutely. Debo, this was fantastic. We really enjoyed the opportunity to say hello to you today. We hope this isn't the last time we get to talk to you this season. And I'll tell you what, you seem like you are a meat eater. You run like a meat eater. And our friends at Harris Ranch Beef are going to go ahead and send you a dozen USDA Prime New York steaks, total case weight, 10.5 pounds. In all the interviews you've ever done, has anyone given you 10.5 pounds of delicious USDA
Never.
Prime meat?
Never.
Well, we're glad that we're the
first. I'm coming out here, so I'm getting pops to cook it on a grill, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very nice. Very, very nice. Hey, continued success to you and your team. Every single time the Niners get off to a 2-0 start, they usually win the NFC. It happens historically an awful lot when those 2-0 starts come on the road, which is exactly what you've done. Mission accomplished so far, and we wish you good luck and good health going forward. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.